Yeah.
Log Talk Radio.
That it's 100% true, but I'm here to tell you that that's what people say. They say in order to become one of the things about becoming an adult is learning how to work things out, learning how to deal with adversity, learning how to deal with your problems instead of running away from them, learning how to tolerate things, people, places, situations, and learning how to navigate your way through them instead of saying, well, I'm out of here, I quit this, I'm throwing this away, I get back, I'm scrapping it, I'm leaving. On a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Well, we want to take a look at that tonight and see if we agree with that type of thing. Do you get used to things or do you get rid of things? Now, we're going to talk about all kinds of things. We're going to talk about people. We're going to talk about places. We're going to talk about situations. We're going to talk about things. We're going to talk about living things because we can be talking about people. We can be talking about pets. You know, many people have had pets that they couldn't get used to. Like, some people don't understand that when you get a pet, if you've never owned one before, you have essentially taken on a child. You have to raise it. You have to train it. You have to teach it. You have to cultivate it. You have to walk it or do something with it. It's not just going to be on its own and act the way it wants to and not get on your nerves and not do things that you don't like if you don't train it to do so. And then some people think that all all animals are the same. Like, they don't have different personalities and things. So, you know, you get rid of a cat or a dog or something, you get another cat or dog, and you wondering how come this cat or dog doesn't act like the last cat or dog that you had. Yeah, it seems like you have a learning curve, a very big learning curve, and you probably need to grow up a little bit and start having a little bit more insight to it. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun Sun 752 with this your daily go get it mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the arts. The daily go get a business show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling like real men and real women should. Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, is all up in the place, and it's so good to see your face. And as cook, it's always a good look. Thanks for coming through and having a good time and never shook it. T. Carrie Wright is down for a night, a sight for sore eyes. Yo, I realize that you the best, the B-E-S-T, and I'm going to talk to y'all right now. Like Nessie, Ice T. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. All right, so check it out. Either get used to it or get rid of it. Like I said, sometimes it's not our decision about whether to get rid of it, because you may be talking about a situation that you do not have control over. You may be talking about a situation in which somebody is doing something for you, so they're telling you, you know, you're going to have to get rid of this, or you're either going to have to get used to this, or you're going to have to get up out of this. You don't like my rules? Well, get the fuck out. You don't like the way I do? Yo, get the fuck out. You don't like my attitude? Yo, get the fuck out. You don't like my furniture? Well, yo, you get the fuck out. You don't want to sleep on the couch? Well, yo, you get the fuck out. The basement gets too cold? Yo, you get the fuck out. You don't want to be in the garage? Yo, you get the fuck out. You don't like nothing I do? I get the fuck out. You don't like my bad kids? Yo, get the fuck out. My husband get on your nerves? Yo, you get the fuck out. You don't like the way we rule? Yo, you get the fuck out. Or get used to it. Or you can get the fuck out. It happens. Y'all may have had to be like that with somebody in your lives. You may have taken on a border, you know, they renting a room from you. Actually, they may not even be renting. They may just be staying with you. And you know how it is. You know how it is when you used to staying by yourself and shit is the way you like it. And then somebody moves in. You may have even asked them to move in. It's a strange phenomenon how some people who are very tyrannical in the way that they live always want somebody to live with them. Oh, no, this will be great. Oh, yeah, this will work out. Oh, yeah, this will be special. Oh, yeah, we'll be like brothers. Yeah, we'll be like sisters. Yeah, we'll be like family. And then you realize, like, oh, this person lives a little bit differently than the way I live. Even if a person, this is a crazy thing. Even if a person is, you know, the way they live is kind of dirty, kind of filthy, kind of nasty, kind of, you know what I mean? They're not exactly a neat freak. Guess what happens when somebody else moves in and they a little bit messy, or they a little bit dirty, or they a little bit nasty? That person whose place it is all of a sudden becomes a neat freak. It's a strange phenomenon. You ain't cleaned up around this motherfucker in years, and it shows. Look at that pile of junk over there, and yo, look at this trash over there. Look at your floor. You ain't mop. You don't even own a mop. You ain't got no mop bucket. You ain't got yo. Stop. But as soon as I move in and I start, you know, chilling and, you know, relaxing, you want to be like, we got to get up and clean up this place. We got to get straightened up right now. It happens. So you either get used to this or you get the fuck out. You don't like it? You don't like what I said? You don't like how I sound? Well, yo, battle me, boy, so I can beat you down. Emily Dunlap in the house instead of Emily. Robbie, make my big sis doing the thing. Glad you came through. Swing. NYS Books. It's a good look. Yvette Stokes, what's going on, ma? Yeah, you know you're my folks. Word. So, yeah. So, you know, we went off the beaten path a little bit, talking about, you know, either you get used to it or you get the fuck out. But what we were supposed to talk about and what we will talk about tonight is you either get used to it or get rid of it. So what about those times when you are in the driver's seat, when you are the navigator, when you are the one in control, when you're the one in the driver's seat? You got this. This is your shit. But they tell you that as you get older, you have to start placing more value on things, more value on people, more value on situations. You can't do it like maybe when you were younger. If you didn't like your supervisor, your manager, the work conditions and things like that, you just quit. You might even quit without having another job lined up. Like, I got the skills to pay the bills. I'll be all right. And you may have been all right. By the luck of the draw, God's good graces, you know what I mean, living at your mama's house, having a little sugar daddy, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who was sponsoring you, keeping you, making sure you was all right. So you ain't had no problems. You're like, yo, I ain't feel like going into work today, so I ain't go. But it just so happens I did that 5 times in a month. And most of them was on Mondays and Fridays. Yeah, I don't like coming out on Fridays when I get paid. I don't like to go into work, so I don't be going sometimes. On Mondays, I be tired from the weekend or whatever. I need to extend my weekend. I don't be going in on Mondays. You establish a pattern. They start writing you up about it and all that. You're like, hey, write me up. I'm out of here. You know what I mean? You just go ahead and quit the job. Either get used to the rules or get rid of the job. You chose the latter. Get another job. No big thing. Not thinking about your future. That's what you may have done when you were younger. You start having kids, or you just start getting older, and you ain't as sweet as you used to be. You know, you might have been a little fly cutie. You ain't really have to have no job. You know what I mean? You know. In New York cutie. You know, you used to be able to stop a car doing 75 on the FDR. Like, you know the traffic on the FDR. Yo, ma! Damn. You know, a little 6-car pilot. But yo, Shorty! That type of thing. That may have been the way it was when you were younger. You ain't now, you know, you still fly, you still dope, you still hot. But life is more than depending on your physical form in order to get the things that you want. Because there are a lot of pretty girls out there. There are a lot of handsome men out there. It don't have to be you. They can choose somebody else. Especially when other people start waking up and seeing what you don't bring to the table. Like, oh, so I just have to pay for everything that you want just because you want it, huh? And you just get the freestyle, freelance. Okay. Yeah. So whereas you may have been able to easily get rid of things, like, you don't act right, I'm out of here. I don't be falling in love. I don't give a fuck. Out of here. The situations that we get into that we can't easily get out of helps to build our character. It's a hard lesson to learn, but it's a lesson that we all have to learn individually. And there's no getting out of it. I know one thing. There is nobody that went to jail for the first time that wanted to be there. You first get locked up, you be swearing like somebody gonna come with the bail and get me on up out of here. And a lot of times it happens. Sometimes it doesn't. You may have committed a crime in which it was so severe that the bail was high because they considered you to be well, first of all, the seriousness of the offense and the risk of you taking flight. And all right, well, quarter mil. Quarter mil? Yeah. So, you know, you had to come up with 50 grand in order to get on the pilot there. And it just so happens that nobody that you knew had 50 grand at their disposal, cash money. especially knowing that you only get 70% of the bail back. So you mean to tell me I'm gonna give you this 50? I'm gonna bang this 50 on you. I'm gonna drop this 50 on you, and I'm only gonna get 37 back? Hold on. You know, so the bottom line is they were in a position where they couldn't just get rid of it. They didn't like it, but they couldn't get rid of it. So having to do that time in jail humbled them day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, until they got used to it. But their force of having to get used to it just to be able to survive and come home one day made them into a different person than they ever would have been had that not happened. I think it's hard to deny that anybody who has ever gone to jail and who has spent a significant amount of time in jail, they'll tell you that, yeah, it changed me. It may not have changed me for the worse, but it definitely changed me because I was on a road to a whole different path before I got locked up. Getting locked up, you know, a lot of people don't really understand what happens when you get locked up. You know how, like, you on your way to do something and then you get delayed? Yeah, you got delayed. Maybe you might have to reschedule an appointment or pay a late fee or some, you know, a penalty, right? When you get put in jail, you don't have access to that outside world. You don't have the luxury of just picking up the phone and calling and getting things done and taking care of things. You may have a whole house or a whole apartment that you ain't going to be able to do shit about. It has furniture in there. You may have pets in there. You may owe a mortgage or rent there, taxes there, and you're not going to be able to take care of all of that stuff. You don't have access to a bank. So you're going to have to get on the phone with somebody that you can trust and have them come up to the jail and get your belongings if they can. And that's a process in and of itself. Signing over your property that you got locked up with in order so somebody can hold it down for you in hopes that you will make bail or that you will come home soon enough to be able to pick up where you left off. But you're gonna lose your job. You're gonna lose money. You're gonna lose your career. You're gonna lose relationships. You're gonna lose contact with the outside world that you just had contact with. And now you have to get used to all of these other motherfuckers that are in the same position and had to get used to the same conditions that you're about to get used to. But they're already used to it. You're brand new. You're a nouveau, a newbie. See, that's what happens when you go to jail. See, motherfuckers be, you know, people who never been to jail, they don't understand that shit. It's like, who gonna pay my car note? Don't worry about it. You ain't coming home for like 10 years. You ain't gonna have that car. Well, who's gonna pay my mortgage? You might not have a house when you come home either. Either get used to it or get rid of it. In that case, you may have had to get used to, you know, your conditions of incarceration, or you had to get rid of the behavior that got you locked up in the first place. But you're going to have some time to think about all of that. What's going on, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill? I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on? It's good to see y'all coming on through. It's glad to see you. I'm glad to see you. Word. So that's how it's going down on the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show, baby. Either get used to it or get rid of it. You are a full-fledged adult. You can't just, you know, be going from girl to girl or man to man when somebody don't do something for you, when they don't please you. You can't just be dropping people. You can't just be quitting people. You can't just be changing from one person to the next person. And you might ask, well, how come? It's a valid question. Like, why not? Why can't I get exactly what I want? Well, you can if you build it. You can get exactly what you want if you make it on your own.
You know what I mean? You ever build things with popsicle sticks? You can build a lot of things with popsicle sticks, but you know what you can't build? A sandcastle. And with a sandcastle, you know what you can't build? A popsicle stick house. It's apples and oranges. It's apples and oranges. Annette Davis, she knows something about incarceration. She deal with that. She deal with that situation every day. That's why she just said fresh meat. Fresh meat. You know what I mean? Getting used to incarceration is a hard thing. The bed ain't shit. That shit hard, motherfucker. That bunk, that shit ain't fly. Mm-mm. Toilet all nasty. Even in the new facilities where they have the stainless steel toilet. Like, yeah. And, you know, you're going to be around people who have gotten in touch with their animal-like instincts because they've been in jail so long that they are institutionalized. They function better locked up than they would out here on the streets. But anyway, like I said, so one of the things that, you know, is going to be an issue about whether you get used to somebody or get rid of somebody is in personal relationships. You know what I mean? A man or woman, whatever, first time to trouble you out? I don't know. Fuck that. Look, first time I had sex with the nigga, you know, he took off his Tims and shit and his feet stunk. I was like, uh-uh. Mm-mm. He was nice. He had a good career, a great personality. The date was perfect. That's why I was ready to give him some ass. But when I smelled them feet, I realized he was the wrong one. So I got rid of him. I'm like, well, how long was you dating him? I made that nigga wait 90 days before I gave him some ass. You made him wait 90 days? And you got rid of him over some stink feet? I'm like, yeah. He got bad foot hygiene. 90 days. You was ready to give him some ass. Yeah, he was going to get this ass on the 90th day. You know, I got that from Steve Harvey, you know. You know. Think like a man, act like a woman, you know. He said wait 90 days like he had to do when he worked for Ford. Word. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I was wet. But I was wet, too. He was going to get all the juice. He was going to get all the juice, but them stinky feet dried up everything. I could hear it drying. Like soon as he took off his Tims, it was like it went from. Like as a matter of fact, my legs was open. They went from But shorty, you know you can still have sex with your legs closed. You just got to hit it from the back. Omar, this ain't really no time for. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Some people do it. The first, they say the first sign of trouble, they get rid of people. And that probably comes from them getting their heart broken or getting their feelings hurt or, you know, some type of negative situation somewhere in their prior lives or whatever, and they said, well, when I see that again, I'm not having it. Sometimes people who get divorced, they say I'll never get married again, or they say I'll never put up with the shit that led up to my marriage ever again. So stinky feet. No sticky feet for her. Same way as dudes. Dude might feel the same way about a woman's, like, something about a woman's hygiene. Like she take off her pants and this shit ain't totally odor free. I'm a hit and quit. Be out. Get rid of her. Never called you again. But you hit. Yeah, I hit. Was it good? Yeah, I ain't gonna front. And that shit was pro. So it smelled bad, you say, but not bad enough for you not to hit. Did you wear a condom? Yo, son, did you wear a hat? So let me get this straight. So it smelled bad enough. Wait, it smelled bad, but not bad enough for you not to go raw? Well, son, she made me wait 90 days. I'm sorry, son, what you say? She made me wait 90 days. You can't wear a hat after 90 days. Like, you got to add in all of that time. That's condom time. The 3 months before you got the ads, that was condom time. So we bypassed all of that. It was time to go raw. I'm only saying this kind of shit because, number one, I've heard it. No bullshit. I've heard this kind of shit, this logic or illogic, and this reasoning or lack thereof. But when you hear this type of illogic and this type of warped thinking and reasoning, you understand that now you see why a person either gets used to things or fails to get used to things, but would rather just go ahead and scrap things, get rid of things without thinking about it. They shit ain't right. You know, it's sort of like, excuse me, it's sort of like that. I'm going to get rid of you before you get rid of me. I'm going to get you before you get me. That type of mentality. Unfortunately, that shit exists in a lot of people. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. I'm not saying that it exists in her. It don't. Narcissus says, they don't make plastic popsicle sticks anymore. That's something the youngins missed out on. TK Wright says, but stinky feet are horrible, though. Yeah, it is. But it's a hazard of making a motherfucker wait 90 days. They might have been his, I'm going to get this ass feet. Like, I'm not washing my feet until I get this ass. You know, like, people have a playoff beard. They have a playoff beard. You know what I'm saying? Like, until we lose in the playoffs, I'm not shaving my shit. Or no. Your team is losing really bad in the regular season. So you say, well, until they win a game, I'm not shaving. Some motherfuckers then had the ZZ Top look. She's got legs. She knows how to use them. Either get used to it or get rid of it. Either get used to it or get rid of it. Either get used to it or get rid of it. Now, what I want to ask y'all is, what are you more prone to do? Have you at any time in your life been more prone or had a proclivity to get rid of things instead of getting used to things? Now, y'all think about it. 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 Think about that. Now, think about this. Would you get rid of a motherfucker even if you could kiss? Think about it. Well, you might. You might. But, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, these are some of the situations that we come in contact with. It is, I mean, you know, it goes down like that. So what a guan do? What a guan? You know, whether you stay the course, hang in there, fight through it, push through it, it says a lot about your character. It doesn't necessarily say that you're the type of person that is a good person, because you may put up with the type of shit that you really shouldn't have put up with. Like, maybe instead of getting rid of somebody who was abusing you, you got used to the abuse. Okay, when I get home somewhere around 7:30 every day, I'm going to get slapped up. I'm going to get ridiculed. I'm going to get humiliated. I'm going to get gripped up. I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to get into some shit. I'm going to get in a violent argument. I'm going to be told that I ain't shit. So don't get me wrong. This is not always a positive thing. But, yeah. Either get used to it or get rid of it. We talking about people. We talking about relationships right now. As the show goes on, we're going to talk about some other things that you either have to get used to or get rid of. Get out of here. Nah. Nah, son. Nah. Nah, son. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all push that like button. Push the like button. Push the like button. Push the like button. Push the like button. Push that like button. Push that like button. Push that like button. Push that like button. Push the like button and share the show and make sure that you subscribe to the channel, yo. Subscribe to the channel. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? What's going on, my brother? Good to see you. Word up. And he says, you got one time to make me lose your trust. Hmm. Robbie Mink says, it's all according to what the situation is. Of course. Of course. Of course. But you know, as well as I know, there are some people that get rid of things fast, and you be like, yo, why would you do that? How about people you know that move all the time? People that move all the time. You can't even keep a good address on them. They live two or three, four places in 1 year. It almost seems like every time the rent is due, they move in. It says something about your mental state. Unstable. There's nothing wrong with moving around, but there's also nothing wrong with building a foundation. How about people who get their number changed all the time? You can't keep a number on them. And you know what's funny about people who do that shit? Do you know what's funny about people who do that shit? I'm going to tell you what's funny about people who do that shit. People who change their numbers all the time, they'll call you from a number that you don't know after a long time. You haven't talked to them in years. And they're like, hey. You're like, hey, first of all, you saw the number on a call ID. It ain't a number you recognize. Even the name that came up on it. Like, I don't know this. I don't, you know how on your smartphones, if you don't have the name programmed in your phone, it comes up under whoever the phone's name is in. So you're like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Regina Johnson. I don't know. Who I don't know who that is. They like, hey, what's going on? Oh, you gonna act like you don't know who this is? No, I'm not acting. Who the fuck is this? And by the way, you got about 5 seconds to answer. I'm banging. And they may have called you several times before, but because you didn't recognize the number, you didn't answer. This time you said, well, this has come up a couple of times, so I guess it's not spam. All right, let me answer this shit. So you answer it, and they're like, hey, or hey, what's up, man? Like, well, who's what's up, man? You ain't talked to them in years, not days, not weeks, but because they were always changing their number, you couldn't keep up. I guess you weren't on their list of people to update the number with, or you may have been, but you got tired of updating it. Like, man, give me the last one. Give me the last number you had. You know? Hold on. Carol Chamberlain says, I get rid of things if they don't suit me. Yeah, I said it. That might not be a bad thing because your personality may be the type that people know is rational. So if you get rid of something, it may be necessary to have gotten rid of it. You know, you may put thought into it like, I don't just get rid of things at the first sign of trouble. I mean, I give it a chance. I try to work it out. But if I see that getting used to them is going to drag me down, I'm not doing that. It's my shit. It's my life. My life, my life, my life, my life. In the sunshine, take a look at my eyes. I mean, take a look at my life. You see what I see. La da 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 da. And that David says, there's nothing to think about. I have, but it was something major. Okay. But it was something major. But it was something major. And then David says, I'm not ashamed to say that my that one of my longest relationships I've ever been in, I let him hit the first night. Who hasn't done that? Was it good? Because I've known many a one-night stand to span over many nights. This is just a five-year-long one-night stand. Ain't nothing to this. It's just night after night after night after night. I swear every time I hit, I'd be like, this is the last time. Either get used to it or get rid of it or get used to it or get rid of it. Get used to it or get rid of it. You know what I'm talking about. You ain't the type to take no shit. Used to it, get rid of it. I get used to it, get rid of it. I get used to it, I get rid of it. T. Carrie Wright says, she, I don't know, Robin. what would you have washed off his seat? She said, all she could have said to him was, let's take a shower together. That would eliminate the stinky feet. It could have eliminated the stinky feet. It could. Now, if a person doesn't wash a certain body part at all, even when you wash it, it's not going to, you got to wash it over a certain amount of times, you know what I'm saying? Like, skin is sort of like rayon. It holds that smell, you know what I'm saying? It holds the smell of funky. Funky. All right. So as we proceed to give you what you need. And then David says, it was off and on for almost 20 years. Wow. First night. I'm lucky. T.K. Wright says, not me. I'd be too busy going praising good Lord and going to nun training classes. Praising the good Lord and going to nun training classes. Well, bless your heart. Bless your heart, Carrie. Bless it. Blessed is thee. All right, y'all. Okay. So y'all know y'all can call into the show. Totally uncensored show. And if you care to call in, you can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear, you can do it right here. I don't really, really care. You want to yell, you want to scream, you want to holler, you can do that shit and don't have to pay a dollar worth. Just bring your passion in any form or fashion. I said, bring your passion in any form or fashion. I said, bring your passion in any form or fashion. It's going to be all right. It's going to be live and it'll be lasting. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said, 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said, 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said, 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Express your passion in any form of fashion. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock on it, do the damn thing. It's the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. I'm your host, Sun 752. And we are talking about either get used to it or get rid of it. Which one are you most likely to do on a regular basis? Get rid of it or get used to it? Married couples go through this kind of thing. You know, whirlwind romances and all of that. That's why I'm not a big fan of, you know, what they call love at first sight, or marrying somebody that you've known in under a year. Like, you don't know them. I know you know that they make you feel good, and you think that that's enough. And I know that they have seemed to have shared a lot of things with you, and you feel like you know them because they claim that they shared things with you that they have with nobody else. And I know it feels right, it seems right, it looks right. Learning how somebody is in real time is real shit. Learning how, you know, I was thinking about how they be talking about how when you move in with somebody and you're not married, you're playing house. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful to say that somebody is playing house when they cohabitate, when they decide to move in with each other. And the reason why I say it's disrespectful is because, number one, that's like you telling somebody else that they don't feel the way that they feel enough, or they don't have what it takes in order to get with somebody unless it's marriage. Yet you can marry somebody in a small amount of time, or even after knowing somebody for years, and that doesn't mean that the marriage is going to go right, because you may be marrying them for all the wrong reasons. But very, very, very seldom do people move in with somebody for the wrong reasons. Because you ain't have to move in with them to fuck. That's not why you moved in. More than likely, you did it because y'all could share expenses and y'all really wanted to be closer to each other. And I'm going to tell you something else about that term, y'all playing house. Well, we probably all played house when we were younger. When we were kids, we played house, didn't we? But guess what? After we got finished playing house, guess where we went? To our respective houses. When grown-ups play house, where do they go after they finish playing house? Ain't got nowhere else to go. They got to get a new house. So they're not playing house. Couples who live with each other do everything that married people do. People don't want to accept that shit, but it's true. People who live together do everything that married people do, including sharing expenses, including, you know, family gatherings and all of that shit, raising children together, having children together, all that kind of shit. They do the same shit. I'm talking about they playing house. You know what I mean? Like, people get on their high horse and tell somebody how, you know, what their union should consist of. No, you bad enough. You want to tell somebody that because they're not married but living together that their union is invalid. Then people who decide to get married but decide not to get married legally, oh, that ain't no real marriage. And marriage by God, that ain't no real marriage.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But nonetheless, so we say either get used to it or get rid of it. Now, for any of you who have ever lived with somebody, you knew that that took a lot of getting used to. You know, not having your home the way that you're used to, having to share space, living conditions. Little shit can really start to get on your nerves. Like, I never noticed that they don't roll up the toothpaste when they just squeeze the toothpaste right in the middle. Who does that? Like, you're a child. You don't squeeze the toothpaste in the middle. You OCD. You roll that shit from the bottom. Get all the toothpaste out of there. You ain't even got to cut the joint when it get low. You got the roll-up thing going on. But they just take the top off, squeeze it from the middle. Sometimes don't even put the top back on. You use the twisty ties on the bread. They can't keep the twisty ties. They lose the twisty ties and just tie the bread. You can't get the bread wrapper thing. You can't get it out of the knot. Like, yo, what happened to the twisty ties? I can't get this bread open. They come, open the bread, let me take the knot out. Like, yeah, but where the twisty ties? I don't know. I mean, I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't know what the fuck, you know what I mean? Twisty ties. He's a twisty tie. Not even really understanding that they are seriously irked by the fact that you threw away the twisty tie. They mad. They genuinely mad about that shit. You know, a man has to get used to women and the way that they, sometimes hand wash, they undergarments, they panties. They might, you know, these are delicate, so I don't put these in the washing machine. I gotta hand wash them, man. I gotta hang them in the shower for a couple of hours till they dry. Everything will be all right. You come in that motherfucker like, what the fuck is this shit? Now all of a sudden you thinking about it like, yo, this is my house. She just coming over here, Bogarden. My bathroom sink used to have nothing but toothpaste on it, soap, you know, and either the soap dispenser joint or the soap holder, you know what I mean, with the bar soap or whatever, and like there was nothing there. Now she's brought in all these curling irons and shit. Looking like a fucking hairdresser in here. It's all this black shit in the sink. What the fuck is that? Shorty, what's that black stuff? Oh, that's just a little dye. I mean, chicks don't never use the word dye. That's a little rinse. It's a rinse. Why is it black? Oh, because that's just the offset of the color, you know, when it comes off, it's rings. And she may have come with hair, you know, she got the weave. So you're like, oh. Now, you've seen her with a weave out before, or her wig off, but what you didn't see is all of that shit going down the sink, and then the sink gets stopped up, and you may have the skills to unstop the sink, so you went under the sink, loosened up the J bend and all of that shit so you could, it's like, goddamn, all this fucking hair. Damn. Take some getting used to. You might not like it. And you might be an asshole the type that'll clown your girl. Like, yo, you gonna stop up the sink again? Yeah, you know I mean, with all that horse, you gonna let that horse stop up the sink again, shorty? Now you becoming an asshole. But what's really happening is that you're not getting used to it. And it may cross your mind at some point to go ahead and get rid of it. You don't like the way she live. Panties hanging up everywhere. Bumpers, curling irons, goody combs, grease products, hairspray, makeup, compact kits. You're used to all that. Plus, you got to share that closet space. Got to share. Everything in there, you have to share. But if you're not the type of person that likes to share, it's going to be hard for you to get used to it. So you might just get rid of it. Like, yo, I think you need to find another place to live. Need to find another place to live. Either that or you move out. I've seen people do this shit. Like they just leave them with the lease or whatever, like, and just go get another place. Mainly because they didn't want to deal with that confrontation. Deep down in their heart, they didn't think that they was right. So, you know, some people who don't think that they're right, they just run from it. But that's their way of not getting used to it. They got rid of it. Okay. Got to read y'all comments. I'm missing a lot of them. Hold on. Damn, we hurry up here? Okay, wait a minute. All right. You know, it still says, crashing for a couple of days turns into a couple of weeks, into a couple of months, into a year or two. TK writes up or something. K Carol, the devil deleted the words going to church. You know, I'm done. Oh my God, yes, Norris. Turned into the summer with some friends and then 6 months for one of my kids. That's at one if my okay. And that Dave says, if it's someone I love, I'll stick with it until he plays himself, being disrespectful and just plain ignorant. Okay. Or a cheater, Robin says. Carol Chamberlain says, I lived with my husband for almost 5 years and then we got married. People want to say that it never happens. If you move in with somebody, then you'll never get married. I'm like, word. So fuck all of these examples over here. Huh? Like, if you move in with somebody, there's no way that you could ever grow closer to them and like the decision that you made. And maybe even finish that off with some holy matrimony. But you've still been doing everything that married couples do up until that point. TK writes that sex before marriage is playing house too. The judgmental folks who say that, forget about that part. And I bet they're not free of that sin. But you're right. That's right. Sex before marriage is playing house. Actually, I'm not so sure if I agree with that. Because you do not have to be in a house to have sex. Maybe sex before marriage is playing car. Maybe it's playing bushes. Maybe it's playing the park. Maybe it's playing your cousin's house down the basement. After all, a lot of married couples don't have sex. I've heard terrible, terrible, horrible stories about marriage after years. Like, we don't never have sex. We lay down with each other for months. Never do it. I've heard it. You don't hear people who live together say that shit. Fuck all the time. If I don't fuck her, she accuses me of fucking somebody else. Fuck. TK Wright says, the only real marriage is a spiritual union, in my opinion. I agree with that. We must be tripping. Okay. So you don't need papers for that word, Carrie. Carol Chamberlain says, everybody has pet peeves. I know I do. Man, you know what it is. Like, yo. Narcel says, to me, a legal marriage is a contract. There's no doubt that it is. There's no doubt that you have a marriage license. What if they start coming out with relationship licenses? Like, you can't call nobody your man or your woman until you get this license. You ain't certified. Nah. Did I just hear you call him boo? Hold on. They're over here trying to fake boo. Dang, y'all ain't boos? Show me your papers. You need boo certification. You ain't certified. You are not certified. You can't boo. 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 I'm talking to you. You ain't got a certification. You can't have a boo. He can't be with you. Are you breaking a law? Are you having sex with a woman that you don't go with? Oh, my God. Heathens. Lawbreakers. Outlaws. TK Wright says, Robin, is the flirting with the waitress? Is he flirting with the waitress? Let that man live and get your discount. Word up. And then David says, once I ain't gonna lie, I was looking for a reason to break up with on this guy, and finally he put the toilet paper on the roll the wrong way, so I broke up with him. I that was petty. Loyal as you is, well, goddamn, he must have had it coming. He must have had it. He He must have had it coming.
Okay. Robbie, I understand that you think that flirting is cheating, but if you don't see flirting, it's innocent. So I do agree. Don't let your man or your woman see you flirting. But if some of y'all, if y'all stop flirting, y'all wouldn't have nothing. Like, y'all need that. It makes you feel special. Like, I know I got a man, but sometimes I just need to feel special and wanted and validated by other men. I don't want to fuck them. I'm not going to blow them or anything. Goodness gracious. Put your crucifix away, you fucking prayer bead wearing ass nigga. You know what I mean? You clutching your prayer beads. Why you clutching your prayer beads? Don't clutch them. You're choking your prayer bead. Oh, them Benoit balls. Ooh. Well, look at you, freaky. All right, Narcel says, it's time to go when the bathroom is littered with products. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, that's why I lived out of the trunk of my car. Good Lord. Iso Jones says, I had a supervisor that changed everything to make it easy for them. It took me 2 years to get over it. Robbie says, some shit you can't let roll off your back. Other shit you don't. You mean you can? Yeah, seriously, though, everyone has thresholds for things that they can and can't live with. True. That's right. Punctuation Panther in the house. Spell your shit right, fool. Just because I fuck up on grammar, I ain't having that shit with nobody else. I mean, I judge other people, not me. Anyway, Carol Tremont says, where they do that? Shit. A playing card. Yo, you don't have to have sex. You don't have to have sex in the house in order to have sex. And most of the times it's more fun if you're not in the house. Have you? Well, y'all haven't had sex on a porch? Having sex on a porch is fun, especially when there's a threat that your neighbor might come out. You know, the old, oh, we wasn't doing nothing. You know, Cal, you an Aquarius. Y'all love having sex with the threat of getting caught. Like, let's wait until we have a house full of Thanksgiving company. And then we're going to go have sex in the bathroom. And this is the only bathroom in the house. So 30 people over, and we're going to go in the bathroom and have sex. Right around dinner time. That's that Aquarius. Oh, shit. Damn, I'm not going to make a cut. Oh, do, 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 do. So, yeah, having sex outside is fun. Yeah, carry some, like, baby wipes and shit, you know what I'm saying? Keep things from, you know. Bobby Hill Cisse in the house, she said, hey, y'all, I like the title, so I stopped by. Cool. We were supposed to talk about all other kinds of things that, you know, they say you have to get used to or you will get rid of them. But we kind of got caught up on relationships. You can't just be getting rid of people. But shit, I mean, what if people did that with their kids? And some people have gotten rid of their kids instead of getting used to them. Had them, you know, took them to their grandparents' house all the time or their aunts and uncles or whatever, godparents. You know, did their kids dirty. Did them straight dirty. You know what I mean? And didn't know give a fuck.
Unfortunately, that's what neglect and abandonment is all about. But it has a lot to do with you not being able to put up with having the patience to work things out and to do a good job of parenting. Some people have made excuses for it, like, you know, I missed those years I had with my kids, but I, you know, they make up some shit. I was on drugs. Well, I mean, as crazy as it might seem, but I've known drug addicted parents that still raise their kids. They may not have done the best job, but some of them did okay. Some people know how to separate things, even things of an illicit or unscrupulous nature. Some people, not all, some. Carol Chamberlain mad because I exposed her. She know I'm telling the truth. Even if you didn't do it, you know you thought about it like, yeah, when I was younger, I did used to. Yeah. But sometimes it was all his idea, but not all the time. Sometimes it was my idea. Omar. Oh, what do you know? I don't know shit else. I know Aquarians. God damn it. She said, you know me well, Omar. You know what? You! I'm telling you. They wait till Christmas dinner. Right around 6 o'clock. Like, all right, come on. Let's just go do this thing real quick. What, a crowd makes you horny? Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Come on, let's go. You know, like, it's wintertime, so you got 25 people in the house. Everybody got to put their coat somewhere. Where'd you decide to fuck? In the coat room. Right there where everybody putting the coats at. Oh, in the room in the back, that's where everybody's putting their coats in, either in the closet or lay them on the bed or the chair. All right. Now, they knocking on the door like, I got to put my coat in here. Somebody's in here? Y'all by the door. We'll be out in a second. Now we can entertain guests. And Ned Davis said, I had a car that I liked to get used. Wait, I had a car that I had to get used to turning off the turn signal after a turn 3 years before I got it fixed. A car is one of those things that we will fuck around and try to get used to. It not working right. We get used to the car not working right. Fix it. I'm like, but it ain't bothering nothing. I had a car one time that somebody tried to break in. So they had fucked up the steering column. So I had to get a new steering column, but I needed my car back, so they didn't get a chance to fix the steering column right. So you know how the wheel is supposed to be 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock? Well, that shit was like 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock. I was liking it. I was like, yo, this is dope. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was, yo. Then he was like, yo, oh, we got to fix this. I was like, why? What's wrong with it? He's like, because eventually it'll start messing up on you and it could cause an accident. You really got to get that fixed. I was like, but I like 2 and 10. I like 2 and 10. Got used to it. I've had cars that I had to start with a screwdriver. Y'all ever had a car that y'all had to start with a screwdriver? The ignition switch was fucked up. So, you know, you got to put part of the screwdriver on the battery and Purr like a kitten. I've had supervisors that I've had to get used to because I couldn't get rid of my job. Exactly. Cal Shima says, I'm a sneaky freak and I need help. Help! Help! Carol, if your hubby was born in the fall, I'm sure that he's always down. You know what? Y'all got to chill. All right. Good thing it's time to do birthday shout outs. Honestly, I wasn't really. Oh, shit. I wasn't really. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Stop, stop. No, stop. You know what I mean? YouTube will bang me. And that was YouTube. No, wait. Honestly, y'all, I was kind of considering doing a part two of this show. And we ain't talking about all the other shit that we had to get rid of, that we had to get used to. But y'all let me know. I mean, we can start fresh with a fresh show tomorrow because I already have the topic. Or we can, you know, we can pick up on this because, like I said, I ain't really get a chance to, but y'all let me know. Let me know what y'all want to do. Y'all let me know what y'all want to do, and we'll do. Okay, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are, well, you know what? They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I said they S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I said they S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I said they S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. Number one out the box, Jamie Crowley. Happy birthday to you, Jamie. And Jolie DeGen. Turning 24 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin'. And Kels Consuela, turning 44 years old. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now? And Reggie Noble, turning 38 years old today. Not Reggie Noble as in Red Man, but that other Reggie Noble. His name, Reg Noble, turning 38 years old today. He was at 38. And Dana Woods, turning 39 years old today. And my girl, Denise Cobb Watson, happy birthday to you. And Dorothy Malone, turning 62 years old today. And Sandra Evett, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And also, Ticey Cooper, happy birthday to you, Ticey. Go get a Ticey Cooper. And my girl, Robin Cooper, you know what I mean? Going all the way back to the 1991 Penn State PSU. We are. Happy birthday to you. And Danielle Devana Brewer, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man, go get us straight out of NYC, Ronnie K. Fresh Allen, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious October 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on and do the dance. A rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. I said, go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, get rid of it, get used to it, get used to it, get rid of it, get used to it, and get the fuck on out. Yo, that's what it's all about. Hokey pokey. we have to make adjustments in our lives, man. You know, we can't, as we get older, grow older, get more mature, learn more, experience more, we can't just start liquidating things all the time, like just getting rid of stuff as soon as they start to get on our nerves, or they start to challenge us, or they start to make us uncomfortable about learning more. We got to do better than that, and we can do better than that, and we will. We will be forced to, whether you're putting into a situation that you created for yourself, or whether you are put into a situation that was not of your choosing, but definitely something that you know that you're going to have to stick in there with. You know what I'm saying? So it builds character. It lets you know where you are as a person. I mean, I shout out to people who hang in there with certain things that challenge them. You know what I mean? Now, you still have to be a good decision maker, because just like you can make the decision to get rid of something, your decision to stick in there, hang in there, and stay the course has to be a well thought out and good decision. Don't just do it just because, you know, just because somebody said that you couldn't do it. Or, you know, we get into dumb shit like that. You know, somebody said that you couldn't do something, and so you say, well, I'll show you. Man, fuck out of here. But do the best thing for yourself. You know what I mean? You should be able to pull that off. Do the best thing for yourself. Rock with yours. Rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Word. All right. So we're going to get on up out of here, man. Listen, I wish y'all to have a great night. Great rest of the night. Be safe. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love you right back to Lily, 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 Lily. Yeah. So don't forget to hit that like button. You know what I mean? I think y'all have a few more likes than y'all. And don't forget to share the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. I mean, be down with the crew. This is the movement. The movement is movement. It's moving right. It's moving fast. It's moving in the right direction. Move with it. Move with it. Yeah, you know? All right, so Blog Talk, I'm going to get you on up out of here.